أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. We being the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many favors of Allah, bounties of Allah Ta'ala, besides being with Iman, that we cannot even count Allah Ta'ala's favors upon us. One of the privileges we enjoying because we are the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever we like. We talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala talks to us. People of the past, they had to request the Anbiya to talk on their behalf, but this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every ummati talk to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala talks to him. Although du'as, system of du'as were also before, but specific and special one, that is talking to Allah Ta'ala direct, that is by reciting his kalam. Allah Ta'ala talks to us. Hadith Sharif it comes, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, when a person recites Surah Fatiha, firstly Surah Fatiha is shared between me and my servant, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says. This is between me and my servants, whoever recites Surah Fatiha. Half is for me and half for my servant. And whatever my servant asks from me, he will be given. When a person says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, means all praise due to Allah, who is the Rabb of the universe, all the universe, Allah Ta'ala replies it. Allah Ta'ala says, Mere bande ne meri hamd ki, my servant has praised me. When a person says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again responds, Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent, most merciful, that my servant has praised me. When a servant says Maliki Yawmiddin, is the owner of the Day of Judgment, then Allah Ta'ala responds that my servant spoke very high about me. Whether the person speak or don't speak high about, Allah Ta'ala is high. He is a super, he is a greatest. But Allah Ta'ala appreciates and he speaks about that my servant spoke high about me. But the servant is doing for his own need, because he has to do it. When the servant says, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een, O Allah, only you we worship, only you we seek help from, Allah Ta'ala responds, this ayat is between me and my servant, we share. Because the first part of it, Iyyaka na'budu, is a praise of Allah Ta'ala. And the second part, wa iyyaka nasta'een, is a dua of a servant. Servant of Allah makes dua, ask for help. So Allah Ta'ala says that whatever my servant asks me, he will get it. Then when a person says, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, Allah guide us to the straight path, path of those who you have favored upon them, not part of those that who you send your wrath upon them, anger upon them, and not those who go on astray. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all this is for my servant, and he will get what he has asked for. So every word of Surah Fatiha just alone, not only Surah, but the whole Quran is like that. But since everyone has to read Surah Fatiha, at least in the Salah, every rakat, when we recite this, think of this, that Allah Ta'ala responds to my call. When I say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, what is Allah's response? When I say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, what is Allah Ta'ala's response? And continue till the end. So it will have many, many benefits it will bring it to us. One is, certain extent, there will be concentration and devotion in our salah. Our mind will be in a salah, at least for that while. It's a natural that the mind goes out of salah. Hazrat always mentioned that if somebody gets tawfiq from Allah to recite, to perform salah with full concentration and devotion, is very, 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 very fortunate person. So ek lamha bhi namaz, Allah ke dhyan ke saath, one moment you think of Allah while you're in salah, imagine Allah Ta'ala loves that. Allah Ta'ala really appreciates that, and Allah Ta'ala make that as a means of forgiveness for us also. How great Allah Ta'ala, how merciful our Allah Ta'ala is. Alhamdulillah, all praise you to Allah. Anything to be praised in the world, dunya mein jahan kahin kisi cheez ki tareef ki jati hai, dar haqeeqat Allah hi ki tareef hai. Anything, any way in the world being praised is actually praise for Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala is a creator. Can be the flower, can be the waves of the ocean, can be the sky, can be gold or silver or anything for that matter, or the building, or the any work, can be any cause, anything. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives a shape. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is a creator. Person just assembles things, and that also with the brain given by Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes one nerve get pressed, the whole system of insan's body is failed same time. And nothing can stop Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. He makes everything carry on in our life, although we don't turn to Him, although we don't think of Him. Even when we're talking to Him, we're thinking of something else. Still, Allah Ta'ala continues blessing us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise due to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Fatabarakallahu Ahsanul Khaliqeen. Such a blessed being, that of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, best of the creators. There is no real creator, only Allah Ta'ala is a creator. But if anybody thinks that doing anything, Allah Ta'ala is above all. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabb who gives such a nurture, such a tarbiyat, that sees to all the needs from the beginning till the end. The word Rabb is only used for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Alameen, Rabb the worlds. Allah Ta'ala used the word plural. Alameen, Jama, plural. In one world, the world we are living in is one world. all the kinds of creation are included. Can be human being, heaven and earth, the sky, sun and the moon, stars, wind, mountains, everything, rain, angels, jinnat, all the fruits, vegetables, plants, everything. What is below the earth, underneath the earth, everything is one world. Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri narrates that there are 40,000 worlds. This world from east to west is one, only one. Where they are, how it is, Allah Ta'ala has a knowledge of it. Different worlds, different creation, different kind of ways of life they have, different temperament, different kinds of food they eat. Like the even in this world, if you look, our food is different than the food of jinnat. Jinnat also responsible like how we are responsible for our life. And we have to answer Allah Ta'ala. Ya ma'ashar al-jinn wal-insi, in istata'atum an tanfudhu min aqtari as-samawati wal-ardi, fanfudhu la tanfudhuna illa bi-sultan. Allah Ta'ala, the Jalal, talks, challenge. That you think you are too great, all of you come, all the human being, and all the jinnat, whole lot, everyone, try and come out of my milkiyat, come out of my kingdom, come out of this world. You think you're going to hide and escape from me, where you're going to run? Anyway, is my world, is my property, is my belongings, my control. لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Which ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala you deny. So they are in this world, they're living in this world, but their food is different. Jinnat's food, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised Sahaba, and his advice for us also, that we must not use charcoal as a means of istinja, because that is a food for the jinnat. Big bones you have, try and keep it one side. That also must not be used for istinja and so on, because on that is the food being created for jinnat. When we are told at night, if we're going to relieve ourselves, cough before we get in the toilet. Warning given at the other creation. Anyway, we're going places, for example, open places, masjid, come in the night to cough. Then there is no excuse for anybody not to give you place, not to make a place for you. Because how we perform salah, they also perform salah. How we have needs, they also have needs. When they die, they are being buried. Like how we bury in the qabr, earth. There are special burial places for them above us, above the sky. Now nobody, no science till now has, and they will never discover it. But qabrastans, but we don't see it. Jannat for us, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala bless all of us. Jahannam, jinnat is made of fire. Punishment for us is a fire. But for them also Jahannam. Our Jahannam is Jahannam, they call Zamharir. That is ice, frozen. Imagine the mountains of ice. That is the Jahannam. So although this one world we are in living in, one Quran we read, one life we follow, one Nabi we follow, but it's still completely different. So there's lots of ways, eating and lots of habits are different. Similarly, so many worlds Allah Ta'ala created, where they are, how it is, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has a knowledge of it. We must have yaqeen that when Allah Ta'ala says He is the Rabb of all the worlds, Sami'ana wa Ata'na, we hear and we obey, we accept. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Make a habit. Lots of our elders, they always encourage, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dhal Jalal wal Ikram. These are the powerful names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When we not doing anything, or when we doing anything also, instead of talking things which have no benefit, which is not necessary, which may make us, lead us towards a sin, so that take the Allah Ta'ala's name, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. And least benefit, if we have make a habit of this, there are lots of benefits. Each time when a person calls, never mind how great sinner can be, but he calls the name of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes in the josh. We think of Allah in the good days, and when everything going good in our life, then when we need of Allah, when the days of difficulties, when we call Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come, help will come faster. And even the angels will intercede, say, Oh Allah, this is a familiar voice. This voice always calls you. Although Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so merciful, we don't call Allah. But when we get cornered, then we call Allah. Still Allah will never say, No, now you think of me. Which day you thought of me? Now you need me, so you call me. No, Allah don't do that. Insan will do that. Allah will never do. Allah still appreciate. So never mind. Oh insan, you have come. At least now you have come. You most welcome. Never chase away. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Allah Ta'ala is the owner of everything. Everything is belongs to Allah. In this world, whatever we see, whatever we don't see, whatever we benefit from, whatever we don't benefit from, everything. But Allah Ta'ala specifically mentioned here, Day of Judgment is to remind us that remember, you have come in this world, for every minute you have to answer for. Whatever you do is not going unaccounted, is all noted, noticed, recorded, and you have to answer what you eat, how you earn, how you spend your time, how you spend your money, what you say, what you see, what you do, what you touch. Everything. And also a reminder and a lesson that this dunya is not the place of getting reward. This is a place for work. Place for reward is akhirat. This is a place for work. Amal. Darul Amal this is. Place of action. Reward, not this dunya, not the place. The place is akhirat. this, if we have this in mind, then our life becomes very, very easy. Sometimes Shaitan tells us, but you read namaz, you do this good work, you do this good work, you do this good work, but still things are going wrong in your life, it's not going your way, it's not happening how you want. So what about your namaz as you're reading? What about your all the deeds you're doing? You know, whatever we're doing, that is we have to do. And it doesn't mean now because we're doing few things, Ustad used to say, that we, such iman we have, that 2 rakat extra one day we read, and then we expect to see Jannat in that night. Do little and expect very, very high. Leave alone high, but even little bit not supposed to expect, because you're not doing anything for this world. Maliki yawmiddin is a reminder for us always. You're doing for akhirat. So if you live a good life, doesn't mean that you, Allah Ta'ala is happy, you're getting reward for your good deeds. No, it can be problem also. If you're not living a good life, you're going through difficulties, doesn't mean Allah is not happy with you. No, it can be the means of forgiveness for the sins. It can be means of elevating your rank in akhirat by Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba-i Kiram, when things were going well, they used to cry, oh Allah, it mustn't happen that all these things, you making things happen, go well in our life. You're rewarding us for our good deeds and not going to give us an akhirat. And we are opposite. When we don't get, then we problem. When we get, then we happy. But Sahaba Kiram is opposite. Remember always that actual rewards in akhirat. This dunya, it just have to pass. Whichever way it pass. If somebody is doing very, very in dunya, doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala is happy and is getting reward for his good deeds. And lots of time we say also, you know, what good I did, so Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me and giving me. No. Example is given, a bird in a cage. Bird in a cage. Person feeds the bird. When you get a parrot, bird person, love person like, gives food, happy giving food. But what it gives? Little seeds, not much value of it. But then you got the other cage, it's got the rat inside. Now this rat, it never put the seeds for the rat, it's put the cheese for the ghost, which is more value than that seeds. That one piece cheese, you could buy 1 kilo of the seeds. But don't like the rat, we're still giving what a food, cheese. Look at the, you like the bird, but what you're giving? Seed. Not much value. Rat is a rat. Is there to be punished, but what a food is getting. So now the rat is not going to get happy. He said, look, my master like me, gave me cheese to eat. No, you know what is next following after that. So when the person gets lots of dunya, then we have to ask Allah, maaf, oh Allah, it mustn't happen that it's the rat food you're giving. That eat, come, grab. And then you caught. Then you one time go forever after that. And on the other hand, if we have difficulties in life, doesn't mean Allah don't love us, or Allah Ta'ala is punishing us, or something somebody did, somebody blocked my rosy. No, nobody can block out anybody's rosy. Nobody can block. Lots of people thinking, but somebody blocked my business. Somebody blocked my rosy. It's just not coming right. No. Nobody can block. What is it? We came from Allah. mother's womb, what is written, nobody can take it away. Test from Allah. We have to look into our life, where I have to rectify my life, my amal. Somewhere I'm going wrong. That's why things are becoming difficult for me. But not that somebody can block. No. Allah Ta'ala, Allah loves everybody. Simple ways life Allah makes us live, like that bird, it love, owner loves the bird. It gives simple food, but it's still love. When we see somebody else in difficulty, we mustn't feel now, look, they're getting punishment for there, and nothing for us to be happy about. Somebody else in difficulty, look, so much wrong is doing, is getting punishment. No. What we know, what between him and Allah Ta'ala. For the wrong, he's asking Allah for maaf, and is going through difficulties, is getting his sins washed. What guarantee we have, how we going to face Allah Ta'ala? So nobody, Allah Ta'ala never made anybody a judge. So when we're reading Surah Fatiha, think of this, a little bit understanding, explanation of this, then inshallah, with all other benefits, there will be some concentration and devotion in our salah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala Ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إن 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم لا إله إن الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم لا خالق إلا الله لا مالك إلا الله لا رزاق إلا الله لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله لا إله 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 إن 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الإنس والجان. لا هادي إلا الله. لا إله 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 إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله ولا كافي إلا الله ولا غفار الذنوب إلا الله ولا ستار العيوب إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. إن الله 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 إن الله. لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. هدى الله أنك هدى الله أنك نور سأبنا سينا بن جيت وسكا هو كر جي جيت وسكا هو كر جي مري توسكا هو كر مر هدم الله الله كن الله 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 لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. صبح بي الله شام بي الله صبح بي الله شام بي الله چلتے پھرتے ہر دم الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد يا بارس فقد ولا مرحوم الله تعالى فكرنا من ظفر الدوس today our مرحوم حسن بھائی stand law wife sister passed away اللہ تعالی کا حجر فرد دوس حید جائے جنہ انشاءاللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على قوم الكافرين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم أحييته منا فأحي الإسلام وأن توفيته منا طاف على الإيمان اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم ورضيهم في الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورهم نورة من رياض الجنة اللهم أتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها مولاها اللهم نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك تمام مغفرتك اللهم نسألك عيشة نقية ميتة سوية ما لا خير مخزي ولا فاضح اللهم نسألك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم باقية كباقية الوليد اللهم باقية كباقية الوليد اللهم انا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجعل نقودك من جميع سخطك اللهم انا نعوذ بك من البراصي والجنون الجزام وسيء الاسقام اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم نسألك العافية دوام العافية الشكر العافية اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية المعافية الدائمة في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة اللهم نسألك الصحة ونفعة الأمانة وحسن خلقك والرضا بالقضاء اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم